Morning.
Morning.
Morning. I'm happy to be here again. This is part two. So if you weren't here last week, and you want to really catch a heart of God in this two-part series, which is a first for me, then go ahead and find the internet and our website, and you can listen to it. If you can bear my voice, I can't. Sound like a man. Does anyone else feel like that when you listen to it? Yeah. I sound like a man. I do, though. I shouldn't sound like a man. Anyway, it's on there. Don't listen to it for me. Listen to it to catch the heart of God for this week as well. Okay, here we go. So last week, we were looking at getting a bigger vision of what it means to be God's people. And the heart of God for us last week was, these are your people. These are your people. And the heart of God for this week is bring it to the table. Bring it to the table. So last week we were looking at really the spiritual weight behind what it means to be the people of God. And this week we're going to look at what it looks like to be the people of God. How God, what God's plan is in Jesus for walking that out in a really practical way. So I'm really excited. We're going to start off reading a prayer of Jesus. You don't have to turn to it or read it. You can just listen. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians. If you like to turn, you can go there. And that's where we're heading. But I'm just going to read this prayer of Jesus to you. My prayer is not for them alone. Now, this was just before the crucifixion. He was gathered with his disciples. And he'd been teaching them and praying for them. And he says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Is anyone here a Christian because you either heard the message, read the message, or saw the message? That's a trick question. Thank you, Wiley. Everyone should have your hands up, right? Just in case you're like, oh no, that prayer's not for me. Every single person who has entered into faith in Jesus Christ has done so because of the message that the disciples shared 2,000 years ago. So, in case you're wondering, this prayer is absolutely for you in the 21st century. My prayer.